Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Megillah Daf Yadal, the first parak, Megillah Nikreis. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three dafs are going to focus on number one. The pasuk in the Megillah states, "V'yatzah Melchus Taba'ato." The king removed his signet ring. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, "Gadol Hasaras Taba'as Yoser Ma'arba'im Shmona Nevim Sheven Nevios Shinsnabu Lehem Yisrael." Greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Yisrael, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. Pointing to the Gemara continues with a brisa that states, the Nevim did not add or subtract from the Torah except for the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and asks how they determined to do so. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said in the name of Yeshua ben Karcha, "Mama Abdus Acheres Amrinun Shira. If due to having gone from slavery to freedom, from Mitzrayim, we sang Shira by the Yam, then all the more so we went from death in the hands of Achashverosh and Haman to life, that we should publicize a miracle with the reading of the Megillah." The Gemara asks that if this is so, then how should be recited on Purim as well? And gives three reasons why it is not recited. Number one, Lefi she'ein omrim halal on neis shebechutz oretz. We do not recite halal on a miracle that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara clarifies that the reason for reciting halal for the exodus from Mitzrayim is that one may recite shira on a miracle that took place outside of Eretz Yisrael if the miracle took place before the Jews entered the land of Israel. Number two, Rav Nachman answered, reading the Megillah on Purim is a form of Hallel. Number three, Rav said, it is fitting to recite Hallel for the Exodus from Mitzrayim, because we can say the Pasuk Hallelu Avdei Hashem, give praise your servants of Hashem, because we were servants of Paro, and now we become exclusively servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not fitting to say this on Purim, because after the miracle, the Jews remain the servants of Achashverosh. And pointing me through, the Gemara clarifies that although the total number of Nevim were double the amount of those who left Mitzrayim, only 48 were mentioned, since their prophecies were needed for future generations. The Gemara then clarifies the 7 Nevios as Sara, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, and Esther, and brings proofs that each one was a prophetess. With regard to Chulda, the Gemara brings the incident when Yoshiel Melch sent messengers to her to determine whether the pasuk in the newly discovered Sefer Torah applied to him and his generation when it mentioned the king and the nation would be led to exile. The Gemara asks how Chulda was permitted to prophesy when Yirmiyahu was in the... The Gemara asks how Chulda was permitted to prophesy when Yirmiyahu was a Navi. The Academy of Rav said in the name of Rav, Chulda Krobis Yirmiyah Haisa, Lahavi Machbid Aleh. Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyah, and he didn't object to her prophesizing in his presence. When the Gemara persists and asks how Yoshi Amel could have ignored Yirmiyahu and gone to Chulda, the Academy of Rabbi Sheila said, Mifnesha Nashim Rachmaniosen, because women have more Rachmanis than men. The Marsha explains that she'll dove into Hashem to change the decree from calamity to good. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Pasuk of the Megillah states, "V'yasra Melchus Taba'ato." The king removed his signet ring. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, "Gadol Hasaras Taba'as Yosma Arbim Shmona Nevim V'Sheven Nevios Shinisnabu Lehen LeYisrael." Greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Yisrael, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to good, Ve'elu Hasaras Taba'as Hechazirasan Lemutav, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. Point number two, the Gemara continues with the brisa that states the Nevim did not add or subtract from the Torah except for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and asked how they determined to do so. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said in the name of Yeshua ben Karcha, "Mama Abdus Acheros Amrinun Shira. Mamisa Chaim al Kol Shekein." If due to having gone from slavery to freedom from Mitzrayim, we sang Shira by the Yam, then all the more so when we went from death in the hands of Achashverosh and Haman to life, that we should publicize the miracle with the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara asks that if this is so, then how should be recited on Purim as well? And gives three answers why it is not recited. Number one, Lefi she'ein omrim halal neis shebechutz laaretz. We do not recite halal on a miracle that occurred outside of Israel. The Gemara clarifies that the reason for reciting halal for the exodus from Mitzrayim is that one may recite shira on a miracle that took place outside of Israel if the miracle took place before the Jews entered the land of Israel. Two, Rav Nachman answered, reading the Megillah on Purim is a form of halal. And three, Rava said, it's fitting to recite Hallel for the Exodus from Mitzrayim, because we can say the Pasuk, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, give praise, you servants of Hashem, because we were servants of Paro, and now we become exclusively servants of Hashem. But it's not fitting to say this on Purim, because after the miracle, the Jews remain the servants of Achashverosh. And pointing me through, the Gemara clarifies that although the total number of Nevim were double the amount of those who left Mitzrayim, only 48 were mentioned, since their prophecies were needed for future generations. The Gemara then identifies the 7 Nevios as Sara, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, and Esther, and brings proof that each one was a prophetess. With regard to Chulda, the Gemara brings the incident when Yoshi HaMelch sent messengers to her to determine whether the pasuk in the newly discovered Sefer Torah applied to him and his generation when it mentioned the king and the nation being led to exile. The Gemara asks how Chulda was permitted to prophesy when Yirmiyahu was the Navi. The Academy of Rav said, in the name of Rav, Chulda Krovis Yirmiyahu Haisa, Wahavi Makbid Aleha. Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyahu, and he didn't object to her prophesizing in his presence. When the Gemara persists and asks how Yoshi HaMelech himself could have ignored Yirmiyahu and gone to Chulda, the Academy of Rabbi Sheva said, because women have more rachmanis than men. The Marsha explains that she'll daven to Hashem to change the decree from calamity to good. All right, so now we go to our simfer daf yadalit, and our standard simon is a hand, a yud. We often use a juggler in the simon. So here goes. The Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform since there was no Hallel. Wow, the room full of boys dressed as Navim and the seven girls dressed as Navios and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Once again, it's a motion. The Purim party juggler, that must be one daf yadalit, yud, hand. The Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger, which reminds us of the Pasuk in Megillah states, but Yasa Melchis Tabato, the king removed his signet ring, Rabbi Abu Barkana said, the greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Israel, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to do good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. So, the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, which reminds the Gemara states that the only innovation the Navim made was Kriyas Megillah based on a Kal Vachomer of saying Shira from leaving Avdus Techeros and Yitzim Sitzrayim, and all the more so from going from Misa the Chaim. The Gemara then gives three reasons why Hallel is not recited on Purim, one being that Kriyas Megillah is a form of Hallel. So the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed as Navim and the seven girls dressed as Navios and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Which reminds Gemara discusses the 48 Navim and lists the seven Navios, bringing proofs of how we know that they were Navios. And it brings the Maisa when Yoshi HaMelech went to Chulda and explains how he could have done so while Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. So once again, the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed up as Navim and the seven girls dressed as Navios and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. All right, now it's time for Bor Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more in Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria, which reminds us, the Mishnah state that the Kedusha of Shiloh has a heter after it, which means that after its destruction, Bamos were permitted again, whereas the Kedusha of Shalim has no permit after it, meaning after its destruction, Bamos are still prohibited. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that he heard that one may bring offerings in the temple of Chonyo nowadays, since the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Rabbi Yitzchak holds like those that base Chonyo was not a base of Avodah Zorah, and he also holds Kedusha Rishon Kishul Shaitav Kishul Asim Lavo, that the initial sanctification of Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash was for as long as the temple stood, but not a Kedusha for all future time. But Rabbi Yitzchak eventually retracted his opinion based in part because of the Mishnah. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a principle based on the opening pasuk in the Megillah, that wherever the phrase Vayihi Bimei, and it was in the days, is used, that a painful episode is being introduced. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei, when a painting of the ancient kingdom of Babylon fell to the floor with a dead queen in the picture. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan opened his shiur on the Megillah with the following pasuk: "V'kamti alem hikrati lebavo shem v'sher v'nin v'nechet num Hashem. For I will rise up against them and cut them off from Bavo, name, relative, offspring, and descendants," says Hashem. Name, Zeuxav, this refers to abolishing the Babylonian script. Relative refers to their language disappearing. Offspring refers to their kingdom. V'nechet and descendant refers to Vashti, who is a descendant of Nebuchadnezzar. Daf Yudolf. So the Simmer Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Stars of David? That must be on Daf Yudolf. Stars. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Which reminds us, the Gemara continues to bring the psukim that various Amorim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk: "I will have not been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them." He darshaned out how in every galus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would appoint various leaders to save us, and in the future, no one will be able to rule over us. So the Jewish superheroes with the Stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, which reminds us Shlomo Melech was not included in the list of three kings that ruled the entire world either because he was deposed by the demon Ashmedai and never regained his malchus, or he did regain his malchus, but his malchus was qualitatively different in that he also ruled the upper beings, meaning the demons. So the Jewish superheroes with the Stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years by counting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and how Achashverosh miscalculated when he counted from the beginning of Gaul's bubble, which began with the exile of Jehoiachin 8 years later. The count of the 7 years began with the destruction of the base of Migdash. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers. That must mean we're on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, which reminds us, the Rav Shimon Yochai told us Talmudim that the reason the Jews deserved to be wiped out was not because they attended the Suda of Achashverosh, because then only the Jews of Shushan should be punished. Rather, it was because they bowed down to an Avodah Zor in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, since they only acted outwardly. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted outwardly with them and only intended to provoke them to do Teshuvah. So the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dresses Vashti with a huge tail appear, which reminds us of Vashti wanted to appear without clothes before Achashverosh and all the noblemen, but she refused to come either because she got Saraz or Gavriel came and made her grow a tail. So the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dressed as Vashti with a huge tail appeared, which Memuchan tripped over as he jumped to give advice to the king. Which reminds us, Memuchan is Haman, and he was called Memuchan because he was Muchan Uparanus, destined for punishment. He jumped to give advice that a letter should be sent saying that every man should be the ruler in his own home, which was ridiculed by everyone who read it, which led them not to take the second letter seriously. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. When Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, which reminds the Gemara brings three answers as to why Mordechai was referred to as an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. Mordechai's father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from Boaz Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blame Boaz Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blame Yehuda because David and Melech didn't kill Shimei, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman. And they blame Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Rav Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called Yehudi because he rejected Avodah Zor. Shekol Kopra B'Avodah Zor and Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zor are called Yehudi. So when Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest Babi had put Simanim of the speech in his pocket, which reminds us that because of Rachel's Nias, evidenced through the episode of her giving the Simanim to Leah, she was Zocha to have Shaul descend from her, and through Shaul's modesty, he was Zocha to have Esther descend from him. So when Mordechai the Bar Mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest Babi had put Simanim of the speech in his pocket, and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the Makkah, which reminds us that Mordechai foiling the plot of Bigson and Seresh was the refuah before the Makkah of Haman rising to power. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman. Wish you a great day and great learning.